6:21. A recent constitutional court judgment has clarified how customary and civil marriages affect property ownership, highlighting important consequences for home ownership in South Africa. Now, the ruling confirms that couples cannot change the legal rules governing their marriage simply by entering into a civil marriage or signing an antenuptial contract after they are already married under customary law. Legal firm Cliff Decker-Hoffmeyer says this decision highlights the importance of proper due diligence by property owners, purchasers and conveyancers, particularly where customary marriages are involved. To unpack this, Sunay Krier, the director in the real estate law and conveyancing practice at law firm Cliff Decker-Hoffmeyer CDH, now joins us on the line. A very good morning to you and welcome.
Morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Sunay, tell us, what does the Constitutional Court ruling mean for people who are already married under customary law and then later want to enter into a civil marriage?
So the court confirmed that a customary marriage is not dissolved when spouses later enter into a civil marriage. It treats the relationship as a single continuous marriage. So the civil marriage simply confirms what already exists. So if you don't sign an antenuptial contract before your customary marriage, you are married in community of property and you remain so unless the court approves a change. Oh. So a civil ceremony cannot be used to unilaterally withdraw from the joint estate or to reduce your spouse's property rights without any judicial oversight. Mm-hmm. So your marriage is just, they does not reset just because you have a civil marriage.
So the court can decide. But how can a couple then legally change their matrimonial property regime?
Well, that can only be done through a formal court application. Spouses cannot simply sign an antenuptial contract after a customary marriage. Mm-hmm. Any change requires a formal court application in terms of Section 21 of the Matrimonial Property Act. And the process formally involves satisfying a court that there are sound reasons for this change and that creditors have been properly notified. So I would say, you know, for couples who've already signed an ANC between their customary and civil marriages should urgently seek legal advice as the validity of that ANC is now in question.
ANC, you're referring to the antenuptial contract, right?
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
So what risk does the judgment create for buyers, sellers and banks that are involved in property transactions, though?
There are significant risks for all three. The ruling casts a real doubt over the validity of the antenuptial contracts concluded after customary marriages, but before subsequent civil marriages, which really means that some sellers may believe they own property outright when their spouses actually has an equal share. So if spousal consent is not obtained, or if a seller incorrectly believes a post-customary marriage ANC is valid, the entire transaction can be called into question. And for lenders, bonds registered without proper spousal consent in an in-community of property marriage would be legally challenged. So thorough due diligence, verifying matrimonial history, confirming property regime, and obtaining all required consents becomes essential before concluding any of these transactions.
So let's use an example. So if you have a property in your name, but you married in customary law, does that mean that the property belongs to both of you?
Yes, correct. So if you did not conclude an antenuptial contract prior to your customary marriage, you are automatically married in community of property.
So why is verifying then a seller's marital status becoming increasingly important in conveyancing, and how does this ruling strengthen legal certainty and protect third parties in the property market?
Yeah, so practitioners must now investigate whether a customary marriage preceded a civil marriage to ensure the correct property regime is applied to the transaction. So due diligence becomes important in three ways. I think first to investigate whether a customary marriage preceded a civil one, the actual matrimonial property regime, and not to rely on post-customary marriages ANCs. And thirdly, if the marriage is in community of property, to obtain spousal consent before proceeding, as failure to do so will risk invalid transactions, defective consents, and, you know, exposure to further litigation. Now, I think to strengthen legal certainty was a positive to come from this court ruling, and it does that in two ways. First, by confirming ANCs executed between a customary and civil ceremonies are invalid. And the court has really resolved a genuine source of legal uncertainty here. The only permissible route to change a matrimonial property regime is through the courts in terms of Section 21 of the Matrimonial Property Act. And now the judicial process also directly protects third parties to ensure creditors, purchasers, lenders are protected.
Absolutely.
And on the last point, I think positively, you know, customary marriages now enjoy the same constitutional status as civil marriages.
And protection, of course.
Of course, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Just in closing, your final message to property owners.
Please repeat that.
Just a final message to property owners, what they should look out for according to this ruling.
Yes, I think this is a very important ruling to kind of practitioners should monitor the developments closely, because you are needing to ensure that your ANCs that is registered after a customary marriage is valid. So I would urge all parties to get legal advice on that point.
I thank you so much. That was Sunay Krier, the director in the real estate law and conveyancing practice at law firm Cliff Decker Hoffmeyer CDH.